Okay, are you ready? We are unwrapping our final gift today in the 5 Soul Care Gifts to Give Yourself This Year series. And this gift is the next step based on all that we've learned about. It is, what are we going to do next with all that we've learned, and specifically what we are going to focus on. And we have a specific name for it. I don't want to give it away now, but we will talk about it in today's episode. So let's get to it. Let's get started. Welcome to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast, a place for practical ideas and powerful spiritual inspiration for women like you who want to overcome their obstacles, discover their true potential, and find lasting joy and significance through a relationship with Christ. I'm your host, Alicia Michelle, and I'm so excited to encourage you on how you can live the full, vibrant life that God has planned for you, the life that you were meant to live. So find a cozy spot and let's get started on today's episode. Hello and welcome back to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Bible teacher and life coach for women, Alicia Michelle, and I'm here to help you connect with God, renew your thoughts, and live a confident, balanced life. Well, today is the conclusion to this series that we have been working through, 5 Soul Care Gifts to Give Yourself This Year. And we are going to be wrapping it all up, literally, and just reflecting back on the different aspects that we learned and using this final gift to help us understand where we go from here. And so this final gift is prioritizing our values. Now, values, when you hear that word, as a Christian, do you think of something very specific? I know I did when I first heard that. I thought, okay, Christian values, like the beliefs I want to live my life by that are according to God's word. Yes, of course, we all have certain values in terms of how we live our life according to God's word. But what we're talking about in this context for values is what is important to you that is specific within those values that God has given us. Let me give you an example. Like for me, one of the high values that I have is creativity, being creative, having time to explore new things such as cooking or doing different crafts. I recently discovered crocheting again. I've learned that as like a middle schooler from my grandmother, and I just started picking it up again. I've been learning some new stitches, and I have some really exciting new projects coming that I'm going to be doing during my time off this Christmas break, and so I'm excited to get into that. But that flow, that is a value of mine. Now, obviously, that is under the concept of being godly. It's godly to be creative. God himself was created and how he created the whole world. What are the things that are important to you? You might have a high value of being social, being in front of other people, hearing connection with other people. You might have a high value of necessarily having time to be introspective. There's all kinds of values. There's all kinds of important elements that we need to make as a priority if we want to be successful and living a full life, living a life that is going to result in not just having joy, but in being able to fully live the purposes that God has for us and be a living sacrifice, be an act of worship. So all of that comes, understanding our priorities and values, it can come and be revealed just through living our life, but also through going through some of these other gifts that we've experienced. So let me just quickly go over what some of those gifts have been. One of them was space and solitude, understanding how to make time to just sit and listen and to hear the word speak, hear God himself speak to us. And then also another gift was honest reflection, thinking about in these times, are there things that we've been holding on to that are keeping us from God's best, being real about pain, being willing to sit in the pain and letting pain be a catalyst to get us to joy versus skipping over pain to get to joy. Another gift was compassionate care. So once we are looking at difficult circumstances or understanding why we're in certain places, doing it with compassion, doing it with love and kindness, right? Not just condemnation and what's wrong with me and I should be changing, because this is the heart of God, is to be loving and kind, and we can reflect that in our own selves, not just to other people. And then the last one was managing our thoughts. So being aware of the thoughts that are inside us, the things that are really running the show behind everything else, the thoughts creating the beliefs creating, or thoughts and the emotions combining to create the beliefs, and then the beliefs creating the decisions creating the actions, and actions creating the results. This is just basic brain theory, and this is such an important gift to get. So as you do that, as we have these times of asking these deeper questions, and again, like we said, just seeing what resonates with us as we move throughout life, we can say, what are the things that are important to us? And we can take this in two stages. So a lot of times we recognize, okay, well, this is important to me, like spending time with my family, honoring God, and those are high values. But I'm asking you to dig a little deeper. What else about you? What else makes you tick? What else is the unique and creative and beautiful way that the Lord has created you? What has He done, and how can you step into that and make that a priority in how your days are set up? Because that's the bottom line, is that we can have these values, we can recognize these things, but are we making them as a priority? Are we saying these things about me are important enough to that they reflect in my daily schedule, they reflect in my habits, and at the same time, we live lives where we are in community with others, we have people to take care of, we don't just live solitary lives where it's just all about us all the time. Of course not. We're not saying that. We can be our fullest expression of ourselves when we live into those, and we can best represent Christ to all of those people that we serve when we live in those values. And it's part of honoring Him, part of worshiping Him by saying, you gave me this gift. You gave me this ability to see the world in this way. I want to honor you by making sure I'm expressing this. And these values, they can be expressed in lots of different ways. They can be expressed in different ways in different seasons. They can be expressed in different quantities. It doesn't have to be one specific way. So I want to free you up about that. And some of these values might be related to something like creativity, but I like to think of them as part of our personality and also through the lens of the parts of self. So let me give you an example of this. If you were to look at your intellectual self, your spiritual self, your emotional self, and your physical self, what do these priorities look like? And here are some examples that I can give from my own life. For our intellectual self, like I mentioned before, it's very important for my intellectual self to be challenged with new knowledge. I'm always wanting to learn. Like, learning is a super high value for me. And it's been that way since I was a young girl. I mean, and that's something that's interesting about values, is that we do have, of course, new concepts introduced through the Holy Spirit. He literally gives us new gifts, and He can refocus what's important to us. But there are some just core things about us, right, that have not changed since we were tiny. This is just who we are. One of those things for me has been learning. I love to learn. I love being challenged. I love asking the hard questions. I love being put in a situation to go, huh, what is that about? Because to me, there's always so much more to be explored, and I want to be able to see all that God is up to. So I'm always wanting to learn, and I'm always reading and making time for reading. That's important to me. At the same time, I also, for my intellectual self, need to have a creative escape. Now, that creative escape can be meant in terms of mentally. It can be something like I mentioned, crocheting, or it can be creating art, or it can be writing, or it can be speaking, reading poetry, or even writing poetry. There's also the side of me that just wants to escape creatively. So I've been, the last couple of years, I've really started reading novels again, reading fiction. I hadn't read fiction for so long, and I realized that mentally I was kind of burning myself out by just always reading these how-to books and trying to like figure out problems and learn things. And it was like, my brain's like, yeah, that's important, but another value that you need to focus on is just this ability to create, to tell stories and to be lost in a story. So there's that. That is a priority for me in terms of my intellectual self, the stimulation of learning, but also the creative escape. Now, for spiritual, for me, high value for me is honesty in all things and relationships. Authenticity is huge for me. And so how that spills over into my spiritual self is honest connection with God. Honest connection with God. What am I feeling? What am I thinking? God, what do you think about this? Asking questions, being real, being in solitude. That's kind of how that all plays out for a value. I am not a superficial kind of person. I know how to play the game. I'll put it to you that way. I know how to be fake. I know how to say the right things, but I don't like to, and it eats at my soul very quickly. So I definitely do not want to have that with the most important relationship I have, which is my relationship with my Creator. So honest connection with God is a huge high value for me. Emotional. I notice that I am an emotional person. I have always been somebody who's been emotional. Now, it's only really been, I should say, in the last few years that I've been able to understand how to process those emotions in a way that hasn't been toxic, that hasn't been believing lies as part of the emotions. I know now, because I've gone through a lot with facing some of these deeper emotions, that getting thoughts and emotions out of my head is a very high value for me. That's just something that I know if I don't do it, it will just bang around in my head and become a lot more potent and toxic than if it had just been something I had gotten rid of and released to God and gotten out and been real about and acknowledged and all those things. So I also have to make space. Part of that expression with God is writing out the emotions and even sometimes making space, like I had shared in a previous episode, to go to the beach and just, or go to somewhere where I'm set apart to just release what's going on inside of me. And physical, if you have, for example, like a high value of competition, this might be sports for you. It might be huge. Like team sports might be huge, or individual competition might be huge. I am a very highly competitive person. It's funny, I am, but I am not necessarily in sports like competitive like that. That's just, I once was at one point in my life when I was involved in the dance team and I was in high school. But for now, for me, that is not as high of a value. At least it doesn't come out in my physical self. For me, the high values in this season for my physical self are that I have movement, but it has to be joyful. That's a very high value for me, that I'm really good at that slave driver inside of me taking over and saying, just get over there and do that push-up, Alicia. Just do 15 burpees and be quiet. You know, I'm really good at that. And so it's been such a healing balm to me to find out that I do like movement. It just has to be movement that fills my soul doing. It's not just rote, sit over there and do it, you know, gutting it out kind of movement. And I find ways to add joyful movement to my day every day. And I really do ask myself this question every morning. What would be most nourishing, kind, helpful, a blessing to my body right now? Is that, and I have different options, right? Is that taking a walk? Is it just being alone, walking, maybe walking with a friend, listening to a podcast, listening to music, being encouraged? Is that enough? Is that what I really am craving? Is it a deep time of stretching? I love things like yoga to be able to really pull out the toxins and the junk that gets stuck in our muscles and the ability to breathe through it. I tap into the Holy Spirit during that time, letting Him speak to me. So that's, it becomes a holy experience for me. Is that really what I need? It's kind of some meditative, restful movement as bringing me joy? Or is it that I really do need, I have a couple different workouts series that I can go to that are just hardcore workouts that I need, just, girl, you need to get over there and do some sit-ups today. You know, like, what is it that would really make me feel at the end of it, okay, I feel strong, I feel good? What is it? I think we need to be honest with ourselves about that, and we don't give ourselves the freedom to do that. So I have different options for that. And so that's what joyful movement means to me in terms of a value for my physical self. And then healthy-ish eating is the other value I have. Now, I put healthy-ish because I have been on both sides of the extreme there, where I have definitely had a lifestyle that was full of food that wasn't good for me. And I have had a lifestyle of very strict eating. My husband and I were vegans for 3 years, and we also have followed other more strict dietary regimens. And those were helpful, but I also found that there were other parts of me that came up that I didn't think were helpful, that they triggered parts of me that were more regimented and took the joy out of eating and of food and of enjoying my life. And so I feel like I'm at a place, at least at this point, where the high value for me is I know the value of eating healthy food. And I do, I would say 90 to 95% of the time, eat a very clean diet. Certain things trigger reactions in my body. And so I try to avoid those things. But there are times when part of being real about myself and about my body is to just go, oh my gosh, that person made that dish and it is homemade and it's like their grandmother's recipe. And it's like, or you're traveling and you're like, oh, that's like this area's delicacy. Oh my gosh, I have to try it. And so, yeah, I'll say, I know that that has this ingredient in it and it tends to, or could potentially make me not feel great later, but the joy of being alive is a high value. So I am going to choose to make this decision to eat this. So that's how I view values in terms of how it relates to those different parts of self, how it relates to my personality. And what I'm trying to get to in this episode is that, first of all, let's identify begin to notice what are some of these things that make you tick. How did God make you unique? What are some of the beautiful ways that you can step into that? And are we making decisions every day to create habits to reinforce these things that are bringing us the ability to express these values? Are we doing that? Are we doing that? Or are we just saying, well, yeah, but then we're stuck in these other habits? What are the habits and the activities in our lives? Are they moving us towards where we want to go, or are they keeping us stuck in the places where we don't want to go? And part of making that decision is understanding what's important to us, what are our values. And I also would encourage you, kind of in a general sense, it's been so insightful for me to be able to learn more about yourself as a person. Who did God make you to be in terms of your personality? Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert? What about things like the Enneagram? The Enneagram is an amazing tool to be able to understand your motivations. This has been key for me. And I'll link to the episode we did with Beth McCord. She is from Your Enneagram Coach, and she has some great resources there about understanding yourself from how the Enneagram explains certain things about us. And it's really about our motivations. What is causing us to decide to do something? And when we can get that, it makes sense. We're like, oh, well, that's why I make that decision. You know, it doesn't become such a mystery, and we can begin to have more compassion in ourselves. So just learning that about yourself and learning, again, what can I do to create and reinforce that value in my life? And so if all of this is a little overwhelming and you're like, I have no idea how to do this, I have no idea what I like, I'm kind of so removed from that, I want to take that pressure off of you, that you don't have to have it all figured out. That what I shared with you, even about the parts of self, that insight from my own personal self, that has come from years and years and years of noticing. Just if I have not expressed this already, I want you to know that the highest value, of course, is God's word and following Christ. That is the number one value. But I'm talking about these in-between aspects that make us people, different people, unique people. So finding out what those are and making sure that those parts are what our schedules and our habits reflect. And so as we do this, as we learn about these things, we're noticing what is it that makes me tick? What are the things that I am good at that make me feel alive? That's a great question. What makes me feel alive? And then another great question is to really say, what have I learned about myself in terms of some of these other resources? Love languages is another great one. And can I take time to maybe invest in myself in that way by learning about these things? I encourage you to just do this with imperfect action, taking those first steps as an experiment, just trying it out. Like, again, the whole exercise thing for me for so long, I really was doing well in this more regimented program of lots of burpees and sit-ups and all those kinds of things. And it took a lot of time for me really to notice this is working, this is creating the physical results that I want, but it's not what my soul is craving, and it's eating away at me, and I don't want that anymore. I want a life that's not just about rigid on the outside, but it also honors the emotions that I need to feel. So I want to find something else. And so it took time for me to figure out these different options and to begin to have the freedom to ask myself, what do I want today? What would be the biggest gift and a way to be kind to myself today? What would that be? How can I honor that need, that value in myself? So here's the question. Here's the questions I want you to consider, or the actions I want you to take. Keeping in mind that the questions and the actions that we're taking, I encourage you to do this within the next 24 to 48 hours so that we're not just keeping these things in theory, but we're actually living them out and making them a part of our lives. The first thing is, I would encourage you, as you begin to identify these values, take one step, okay? One action, one thing. Consider one part of self that you may think, I have a high value of this, for example, creativity. What is one thing I can do to honor and prioritize that value? Just right now. Doesn't even have to be, you know, cemented in stone. This is going to be a new habit in my life, blah, blah, blah. No, just trying this out. What is the first thing I need to do to make that action a reality once I've decided what that is. A true example that I'm going to be doing today, like I had mentioned, this crocheting thing. Actually, last Christmas in 2019, we were on vacation and we were inside. It was cold and snowy and we were having a lot of just family time without a lot of technology and kind of stuff. And so it was a place where we were doing more crafts. And so I picked up my crochet needle and I literally made a blanket that time. That really sparked something in me. So there were some things that happened where we had a whole bunch of yarn that needed to be used up really quickly. And I thought, what can I do with this? And my crochet needle came to mind. So I thought, okay, I'm going to pull this out and I'm going to make this as a blanket for a housewarming gift for someone. And so I started putting this together. And from that, I made this and I realized I really only know this one stitch. And so I started digging into it and looking around and realizing there is like a whole world out there, holy cow, of knitting and crocheting and all the different things you can do. And I was like, oh, wow, look at this. And I just started experimenting and playing with it. And I want to make this little project, this little hat I'm going to be making. And I'm going to Michael's today to go get some yarn to experiment with it because I'm like, this is something that brings me joy. This is a value of mine to be creative, and it's going to be kind of that next step that I don't really know what is going to happen. I don't really know if it's going to even turn out or if this is going to start a whole new hobby for me or if it's just a one-time thing, but I'm just experimenting with it. I'm just seeing that this is just another branch in that value for me of being creative, and I'm experimenting with it. So I hope that encourages you to just say, what if? And why not? Try it. Just experiment. What resonates? What brings you life? That is a great question to ask yourself. All right. In conclusion of this whole series, like I said, I hope that this has been an immense blessing to you and to your soul, and that God has used these gifts to open you up to so much richness, so much beauty that He wants you to experience as His daughter, so much just joy that's out there waiting for us. By going through some difficult things and processing some difficult things, but getting through the other side of it. Before I pray, I wanted to again say that if you have not signed up, would love to have you on this list of ladies that we're collecting. We're going to be putting together a resource in 2021 that has to do with renewing the mind and dealing with the inner critic, doing this from a spirit of compassion and love, and how do we get through these mindsets, a compilation of things that I have gleaned from my coaching experience, from working with these specific clients, and just from my own life and from the Bible, and putting it together in a resource that is something that can be done independently for women with some options for coaching if they'd like. This is the resource that we're putting together, and we need help in making sure that this resource is going to be effective and encouraging and all the things that it needs to be. So if that resonates, would love for you to be on this list of women who would be contacted first to be a part of this potential program that we're putting together. And so to sign up for that, it's vibrantchristianliving.com/mind, M-I-N-D. Would love to have you in this first group of ladies as we work through this. So thank you again for considering that. Would love to have you in that. All right, let's pray as we conclude this series together. Heavenly Father, you are so good. You are so righteous and so pure. And Lord, we are so blessed to be able to have you in every detail of our lives. We're grateful for how you made us. We're grateful for the values you've given us. We're grateful that we reflect the beautiful tapestry of who you are, of your character, of your personality, of your world. So thank you for making us unique and beautiful. And thank you for allowing us to make this a great discovery that even if we have these values and we know what they are, that we're continually living into them. We're continually discovering what it looks like in each season. Father, help all of us to prioritize these values as important. Help us to not just talk about them, but them to show up in our schedules within reason, within whatever can happen in our season, but them to help us allow them to show up because these are the things that you've created in us to help us feel most alive in you. These are expressions of you. These are gifts of you. And we want to honor you and we want to worship you by living in these gifts. So show us what that looks like. Show us how to get there. Show us how to make these things priorities and importance things that fill our days. So Father, thank you again in advance for the good works you are doing and the good works you will do in each of these women's lives, Father. I pray you'd bless them immensely. Thank you for making all of us your daughters and for protecting us and caring for us every single day. We love you. Amen. All right. That is the end of our series. Of course, we are going to continue to have conversations, girl. It's not the end of our podcast, but this is the end of our conversation on these soul care gifts. I would love to hear. It would just speak so much life to my soul to know what are the gifts that are especially resonating with you. What are the things that really were like, whew, yep, that spoke to me. Would love to hear that. Will you reach out to me on Instagram? It's at Vibrant Christian Living. And let me know. Let me know. You can tag me on any of the different posts that we have on there, especially those related to these episodes. That would be amazing. But I would love to hear your feedback, and I'd love to hear what God did. I'd love to hear how he worked through this. That would be amazing. The other thing you can do, which would be also very powerful and would mean the world to me, would be to leave a comment either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Pandora, however you are choosing to listen to your podcast. There's usually a place in there to leave comments. And so when you do that, that lets other people know about what's resonating with you in these episodes. And it also tells the search engines of these different podcast providers, this is a great podcast. Show it to more people. So we want to get this word out about God, about living a vibrant life to as many women as possible. So when you share your feedback like that, and if you choose to give it a 5-star rating, that also is a huge blessing. This helps us get the message out. So thank you, friend, in advance for doing that. If you have not done that already, would love that. It would just be so important and valuable to me. Have a great week. I will see you back here for the next episode and the next topics we're going to be discovering as we go through this vibrant Christian life. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.